Blog Talk Radio.
From sunrise to Singapore and all points in between, you're tuned in to Get Motivated with J-Dog.
Good evening, everyone. It's Jonathan J-Dog Letterman. It is Martin Luther King Day, and talking about being civil and being kind and compassionate to one another, and also stepping up your game, making a difference in your life and in the lives of others. The call-in number is 323-642-1530, 323-642-1530. One of the things that I've done recently in stepping up my game is I've began to ask for things. I began to use social media to connect with some great people, and I was able to connect with Sonia Choquette through social media, and I asked her for items for the American Relay for Life to use in our fundraising efforts, and she sent this great book, Grace, Guidance, and Gifts, Sacred Blessings to Light Your Way, along with many other items that we've been using in our fundraising efforts. Sonia Choquette is a world-renowned author, storyteller, vibrational healer, and 6th-century spiritual teacher in international demand for her guidance, wisdom, and capacity to heal the soul. She is the author of the New York Times bestseller, The Answer is Simple, among other books, as well as numerous audio programs and card decks. Sonia was educated at the University of Denver and the Sorbonne in Paris, and holds a PhD in metaphysics from the American Institute of Holistic Theology. She resides with her family in Chicago, and you can find more about Sonia at www.soniachoquette.com. That's www.soniachoquette.com. And I wanted to share with you the message from Spirit. And it says, it is in divine grace that gives us the power to step past our comfort zone and live with both feet in. It is the grace of God that helps us to face our controlling fears and give up our resistance to accepting all invitations, to letting go and enjoying our life experience fully. It is divine grace that escorts our defended pride away from our heart and leads it into the light of trust. Pray for the grace of God to free you from the prison of your own making. And to step up your game sometimes, you have to let go and let God and not be so quick to judge or get angry at somebody because they didn't have the same passion that you might have for something, or they had a different way of doing things. It takes a lot of people to make the world go round. And on a day like today, Martin Luther King Day, it's not about the color of our skin. It's not about our religious beliefs. It's about our character, how we step up our game back to others. It's the attitude that we bring to the table. As many of you know, I'm very involved with the American Cancer Society Relay for Life. It is a passion of mine. I do it year in and year out, to help those touched by cancer, raising funds for research, education, advocacy, and services. Those that have listened to the show for a while, you know my reason for doing Relay. I've just lost too many people to cancer, including my mother on July 5th, 2012, who took her last breath while I was holding her hand in the hospital. She had suffered a massive heart attack a week earlier while battling non-operable metastatic lung cancer. And this resonates with some people, and it doesn't resonate with others. And I stepped up my game this week by going online and going on Facebook and sending out messages to people about making donations. And it's worked, because one person went on and donated $35, and another person donated $20. And today somebody donated $25. So just by reaching out and stepping on my game, I'm raising funds. But on the other end of the spectrum, people that will get bent out of shape, and instead of just deleting a comment or ignoring a comment and saying, hey, this isn't my cup of tea, but, you know, there's a lot of people that will see this. Maybe they'll want to help J-Dog with his efforts to create a world with less cancer and more birthdays. And, you know, it's funny because I got a note from a guy. He's a fundraiser at a temple up in Port St. Lucie. And He sent me a direct message. It was inappropriate to comment with your cancer stuff. That's a violation of this. And if you don't remove your comment, I'm going to report it as spam. And it's been all this hatred, all this anger. And I'm like, this is a guy that's supposed to be spiritual. What's up with that? And you think, so I sent him a nice note back and said, you know, I can understand that. I said, all you had to do really was delete the comment. It's a very simple process. You delete the comment and we're done. And you move on about your day. You don't tear somebody down. So I wrote, you know, it is called social media. And it's about connecting on social media. And, you know, I'm not going to fret about the one guy that got upset, the two people that got upset, or maybe three people, or over the years, you know, this is my 18th year of doing Relay for Life. And I'm sure in those 18 years, there have been people, and I know for a fact, some people have complained about my methodologies or my calling them on a carpet because they made a commitment and then they backed down on the commitment. If you're going to step up your game, you are going to want to be impeccable with your word. You're not going to want to take anything personally. You're going to want to sit back and stop from making judgments. And you're going to want to always do your best. Now, many of you will know those four agreements. Those four agreements come from Don Miguel Ruiz. And if we start living by those four agreements, guess what? The world becomes a better place. We get together on the same wavelength and we start helping one another. And if we stop to think a minute about our reaction and how it might be stifling us, and we look and we say, you know what? Some people just may not get it. That's what this gentleman said. He says, you just don't get it. And I'm like, I get it fine. I get it so fine that I've raised over $40,000 in 17 years for the American Cancer Society Relay for Life. Prior to that, I was very involved with the Junior Chamber of Commerce. I'm a returned U.S. Peace Corps volunteer. If anybody gets it, it's your show host, J-Dog. And you hear that on the show. You hear the enthusiasm. You love with the pleasure with me. See my enthusiasm. You see how I treat people fairly. And sometimes it rubs other people the wrong way because when they get defensive and they think, oh man, I'm the owner of the business, but this guy seems to know more about my business than I do. And they take it to heart and they let their ego get in the way. And you know what ego is? Ego is edging God out. And what happens then is you end up moving on, which isn't a bad thing. Because the key is you have to step up your game. Give it 100% in anything that you do. You know, I tell people this all the time. When you step up your game, you have to remember that the stories, they sell. The facts tell, but the stories sell. And when you're stepping up your game and you're passionate, and you realize with that passion, you're taking action, you're going to have success. Along the way, there's going to be people that we could put in a hater category, or people that think they're better than you, and the only joy that they get is by talking down to you or writing a nasty message. I'm going to report you to the Facebook, the social media police. Come on, wake up. And having that attitude, not caring what other people think, and going out and reaching out to certain things. You know, I tell people all the time, you want to step up your game? Find opportunities. In my case, I'm a public address announcer. Everybody I've talked to, most everybody that's heard the radio show, have said the same thing. J-Dog, you've got a great voice. You should be on ESPN. You should be here. You should be there. You should be. Yes, I should. And we're working towards it. We're working towards that. I just football. It's going to be near future. And I reached out to them about being a PA announcer. And guess what? Tomorrow night, I have a meeting with their owner about being their PA announcer. The same thing happened. Every opportunity is out there. You just have to look for them. Opportunities to raise funds for your charities. Opportunities to make a difference in people's lives. I see I have a call coming in. I'm going to go ahead and take that call. They've been on hold for about a minute. Thank you for calling. You are on air with J-Dog. Hello? I've got the person up, so if they can hear us and we're not breaking up too much, hopefully they'll hear us and be able to chime in and make comments. We're talking about stepping up your game, going out there and making a difference and looking for your niche and making it a priority to be the best in everything that you do. And if the caller, if you're there, I hear rumblings on the other end of the phone. But you're breaking up. Yes, we're here. You're on with J-Dog.
What the fuck is going on here?
Well, we don't need the cursing on the phone. You're on a radio show. You've tuned in to Get Motivated with Jonathan J-Dog Letterman.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you? And who is this?
Who is it this time? What's your real name?
My real name, I'm a talk show host, sir. I'm Jonathan J-Dog Letterman. That is my real name. You're on the air. We're talking about stepping up your game.
Matter. Did you hear what I just said?
I didn't hear what you said.
Hey, I'm a police officer. You idiot!
That's good. You know what? I'm a talk show host, and you're done. You.
I want to ask you a bunch of questions.
I'm not taking any questions. You've called in my radio show. You're finished. Have a nice day.
What do you want? How did you find me?
I don't want anything. I'm hanging up on you, sir. You're not in tune with my vibe. You get all types of people in this world. I call in Star Carson. Now, is that a way to live your life? Call in a radio show and curse out the caller and then pose as a police officer and say you have all these questions? It's funny how people just randomly dial numbers. They've seen me on Facebook or whatever and decided to give me a hard time. That's what happens when you put yourself out there. But we're going to take a deep breath. And we are going to move forward with the show. We're very excited that we're able to bring you Get Motivated with Jonathan J-Dog Letterman. Here comes the guy again. Does he not get it? He's calling into a radio show. And he already aggravated the host. The idea is just simply hang up the phone and have a nice day. Posing as a police officer doesn't do you any good or me any good. I do thank you for listening to the show. Hopefully what we're talking about will help you to step up your game in your personal life, in your professional life, in your spiritual life. You know, in stepping things up, sometimes you want to do some rituals. One of my rituals is every morning I read from a book called Heal Your Life with Daily Prayers and Meditations. It's Oneness Consciousness. It's by Reverend Dr. D. Adio Moses, and that works out really well. And again, I met Dr. D via Facebook, and we've never met in person, but we've built a relationship back and forth through Facebook and sharing of information. And this past holiday season, I got a nice card from Dr. D, and she's always been there with a kind word. Also, a big shout out to Mary Morrissey for her book, The Miracle Minute, Practical Wisdom to Inspire Your Day. I read from that daily. And I have a good friend of mine, Chantel Smith, Coach Chantel. She talks about gratitude and creating multiple streams of income. And she taught me about gratitude. And I went to one of her gratitude trainings. And I will tell you, keeping a gratitude journal makes a huge difference in stepping up your game. Because if you can get up in the morning and when your feet hit the ground, you can say thank you. And you can be gracious for everyone. And you can make it all happen and make it all come together. You know, I get this guy on the phone, you know, calling me an idiot and saying he's a police officer and using all this bad language. And that's okay because you're going to get all types in this world. You're going to get all types of people, and as we talked about in the beginning, it's going to take some grace. It's going to take taking deep breaths and making a difference, and you're not going to resonate with everybody. And that's the first thing that we learn on our spiritual path. we continue to move forward and do the right thing and live a righteous life. And when we plan our work and we work our plan, we step up our game. And when we create a belief system, and I've shared this with you before, the JC's Creed, which is really, really important, and I do want to send out Kelly Wells, you know, to his family and friends. Kelly was an amazing guy and really believed that service to humanity is the best work of life and lived that every day. And he was truly a lifter, and he was somebody that was a role model for everyone that he came in contact with. And I want to share with you the JC Creed, which says, "We believe that faith in God gives meaning and purpose to human life, that the brotherhood of man transcends the society of nations, that economic justice can best be won by free men through free enterprise, that government should be of laws rather than of men, that Earth's great treasure lies in human personality, and its service to humanity is the best work of life." That's something I wake up to every day. And when I go to get my first along with some really cool quotes, such as, "You're braver than you believe and stranger than you seem and smarter than you think." And since nobody entered the contest last week to tell me who said that and where it was from, it's the character Christopher Robin from Winnie the Pooh. And the author is A.A. Milne. And again, I have on my refrigerator, it says, "John, God is gracious. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart." Psalm 37, verse 4. So the whole thing is you've got to just put your best foot forward and make a difference. I got somebody calling in from the 214 area. We're going to see who they are. Hopefully this caller will be nicer than the last caller. Hello, you are on with Get Motivated with J-Dog.
Yo, what's up, bro?
Not much. Who is this?
My name is Samson.
Hey, Samson, how are you? Yeah. Thank you for tuning in. 214, where is that, out in California?
No, it's out in Atlanta.
Oh, cool. Excellent. And Samson,
yeah,
what would you like to share with the listeners today?
Well, I just feel so motivated sometimes. Like, okay, so, like, I had this girl, and, like, we trying to get in it. And I'm not motivated enough to, like, you know, I just want to, like, tear it up, but I'm not motivated. So, like, can you give me some motivation?
Well, I can do my best, Samson. The idea is when you get up in the morning, you should have a plan. Some of us, like me today, I was a late riser because I had the radio show coming up and I had prep work to do and I had my Relay for Life stuff to do. But my plan was to reach out and touch some lives. So I decided what I was going to do is I was going to go on Facebook and just be real positive. And then
You don't understand, bro. I understand about being positive, but I just want to like tear it up. But like she kind of shy, she kind of nervous, but she just want to like. But I could tell she wants.
Well,
to, like,
I can't give you. I can't give you advice on that. All I can do is tell you to be a righteous, upstanding person, and when the time comes, it's going to come.
No. I don't care no more. Fuck you. Go to hell. Fuck you. Have a nice day. All right.
A real dick. Nice language there. That explains the situation. Wow. We're bringing out some interesting callers today. That's the second time. I hope I don't get in trouble with Blog Talk. I don't have a delay on that. But, you know, people call it in. This is about spiritual development and personal development. This is about being kind. This is about being righteous. This is about making a difference in your life and in the lives of others. It's about being a stand-up person. It's about using proper language. Using proper language. I guess that language in ATL is acceptable. And that's one of the things. You want to step up your game. The idea to step up your game is basically just be nice to people. Be kind. Understand what it takes. You don't need to be all showy. Be your authentic self. Be who you are. If the girl's shy, that's who she is. Accept that. And if you're only into it for the sexual aspect of a relationship, you've got to retrace everything that you're doing, because that's not what a good relationship or a healthy relationship is built on. A healthy relationship is filled with love, compassion, caring, kindness, a self-love. If you think it's cool to go out and just sleep around and sleep around and sleep around, that's not really cool. That doesn't make you a stud. You know what makes you a stud? What makes you a certified G and a bona fide stud? Being authentic. Being in tune with who you are. Being successful in your personal life, in your professional life, in your spiritual life. Having a relationship with God. Going out and making people feel better and feel important. You know, and it's funny how I've attracted two people tonight on calls, and I like getting the calls, but we can see why our communities are a little messed up and why our structures are a little messed up, because the attitude, one person posing as a police officer, another person, and all he cares about is, I want to tear it up. Did we not learn anything from the sacrifices that people in the civil rights movement made? Did we not learn about being compassionate, about being loving, about being caring? Women are not objects. Women are to be held on a high pedestal. And I'm glad that you called in. I didn't like the language. I don't like the fact that you told me to F myself, but that's okay. It goes with the territory. I'm a radio show host. I've been told worse. I'm on Blog Talk Radio. I'm gonna attract all different types of people. That's okay. That's the way it is. I got a lot of people that see me on Facebook, and that's how they get the number, and they've got nothing to do better than let's call and mess with the radio show host. That's okay. That's fine. I don't mind that. Because I know when I get off the air and I go to write my blog entries, that I'm touching lives, that I'm making a difference. I walk around my apartment, and they have a single apartment. It makes me knowing that I've made a difference. How many people do you know that can say that they've been honored as one of the top five JCs in America? How many people do you know that can say they're a WRMF hometown hero? How many people do you know that can tell you they've won the American Cancer Society Hope Award? How do you know they can tell you that they've been a United States Peace Corps volunteer? That's what you get when you tune into this show. You get an authentic person that's going to wear his emotions on his sleeve, and who's doing this to help you to excel. So, Samson, in your case, I wish you luck with the lady, but I think you need to tone it down a little bit and get your priorities straight. And if she's shy, then that's fine. And, you know, if she tells you she's saving herself for marriage and you're not marriage material, you know what? It's time to move on and see where you're messing up in life. Take an evaluation, everybody, of where you are and where you want to be and how you can step up your game. The difference between somebody who's going to move forward and exceed their goals and expectations and a person that's going to be stagnant, it's the people you hang out with and the books that you read and how you apply your teachings. For me, it's always come easy. I've gone out and I've gone after things. I did it when I was in elementary school, when I ran a backyard carnival for the Muscular Dystrophy Association. I did it throughout high school. I did it throughout college, and I'm doing it now. And I can tell you, I've learned all you have to do is ask. And sometimes when you ask, people are going to be negative, and that's going to happen. I keep getting this guy calling me 111111, and he doesn't get the – that I keep up. And the reason I'm hanging up is because I don't need somebody posing as a police officer coming on my radio show. I wish you a lot of luck in your endeavors. I'm sure you've got much better things to do with your life than mess with a show host. That's cool. That's fine. Because I'm doing the right thing. I'm making a difference in people's lives. That's the purpose of this radio show, is to help you make a difference. It's to share with you ideas, some tools, some strategies. Tonight I wanted to talk about stepping up your game. And in stepping up your game, you want to be compassionate. And you want to have goals. And don't just say your goals. Write down your goals. And write down the goals with the statement of I will. That I raised $2,500 for the American Cancer Society Relay for Life. And I wrote down, I will raise $2,500 for the American Cancer Society. And then I wrote down the action steps that I'll take, the different action steps that need to be taken to raise $2,500. And as of today, I'm at $731 raised, with Relay for Life being on May 5th here in Sunrise at Piper High School. And we'll be out there celebrating those. We'll be remembering those that we've lost to cancer. And we'll be fighting back by raising funds for patients. In everything that you do, make your goal. And what I tell everybody, start with the end in mind. In my case, I envision already raising this $2,500 and where that $2,500 will go. It will go to help with research. I don't know if people know this or not, but the American Cancer Society has funded 46 Nobel Prize-winning scientists in the area of research. And as a result, 1.3 million lives have been saved. That's pretty amazing. Saving lives. Now, you couldn't save my mom. She had a massive heart attack while battling non-operable metastatic lung cancer. But let me tell you, that morning, it was warm in South Florida, and I was shivering. I had the chills. And I went down to my car, and I reached into the trunk of the car, and I found my Relay for Life hoodie. And it told me that not only was my mom sending me messages already, I needed to step up my game for Relay for Life, which I did. And I do that every year. And every year I learn something new. This year I've learned that there are a lot of people out there, for whatever reason, that don't like the American Cancer Society. A lot of people don't know all the great things that the American Cancer Society does. But I ran into the same thing when I was doing work with the Muscular Dystrophy Association and March of Dimes and other nonprofits. And I get it. I understand it. Yeah, there's looks like Samson and his buddy, they've got nothing better to do than harass the phone. We've got about a minute and a half left. And I want to share with you guys the idea of, you know, just stepping up the game and doing the right thing, being righteous. I shared with you the J.C. Creed. I hope you'll take a little bit of that to heart. I want to share with you the idea of hope. Of all the forces that make for a better world, none is so powerful as hope. With hope, one can think, one can work, one can dream. If you have hope, you have everything. And then the serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And that's important because there's a lot of things that we can't change. I can't change the guy posing as a police officer. I can't change the caller that's telling me to F myself and then calling back into the show and going to do the same thing, thinking, oh, I'll pick up, and that I don't recognize the number and the number changed. But it's all good because you know what? I'm stepping my game up to make sure that 2017 is a year of hope, a year of healing, a year where we come together, especially on a day like today, a night like tonight, Martin Luther King Day, a day where we should all get along, where we should all embrace one another and realize that we are more alike than we are different. That we have the power to change. We have the power to do great things. We have the power to make a difference. Until next time, this is Jonathan J. Dog Letterman reminding you to stay positive.